Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me in your bed.
Oh my God. I've been having comedians in my bed, only women comedians, mm-hmm. because...
It would be weird otherwise.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, come into my bed. And it's like
sometimes you do it outside, like on a swing.
Yeah, sometimes I do it outside. But the neighbors are doing construction, so, you know.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Sweating
guys.
Sweating in your bed.
Sweating in my bed. We love it. You're like, should I take off my shoes? I'm like, that's okay.
I mean, it feels weird in your bed, but.
Fuck
you
it.
Know. Not I love the it's a flattering angle. This is what
we found our angle.
You just know what it looks like.
We're just like
if we were fucking. We're this just is what you want to see.
This is what people
is
on the internet want to
see.
They're
the
like yeah. This is how we
it.
Podcast in 2021 after surviving a plague.
I know. That's like kind of coming back a little bit low key.
What's going on about that? Should we just sweep it under the rug? Like what do we do about this Delta?
I know. I'm just got my shots.
Yeah.
And I'm praying for the best.
That's all you can
I just
do.
Got all my work back.
No,
I'm like, are things going to be canceled this summer? I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I can't handle that.
If I set up another whole tour and then they're like, no. But I don't know. We're going to like Arizona and stuff, so they never cared. So it'll be fine.
In Arizona and Texas,
yeah,
they're like, what plague?
I know.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Okay, so I'll just avoid California, Portland, Seattle. I mean, that's literally yeah.
No. Okay, well... Let me introduce you. You're Amy Miller.
Yeah.
The first time I feel like I met you, was that on the when we did Doug Loves Movies?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like in Brea or something?
Yeah, it was yeah. Doug Loves Movies at the Brea Improv,
yeah.
which I haven't been to the Brea Improv since the pandemic. Have you?
Yes, I went once. I opened for Greg Fitzsimmons. It was
I love
fun.
Him. He's so funny.
He's so funny. But it was even like it was pretty packed in there, and this was like a month ago, so... Yeah, I think Brea also... They don't care. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends where you go. But, yeah, I love Doug. I've been doing his podcast for so long now. It's really weird.
And do you have an extensive knowledge about movies?
I guess so. Well, on the show, it's just, like, hard to come up with stuff on the spot. And that's what's funny. Like, his fans are so great, but sometimes they're also just, like... How could you not think of this? I'm like, you get in front of people, have three vodkas, and then try to come up with trivia.
I am so bad at movies in general. But I remember when I did that one, I had a great movie. I was with Kate Beckinsale. I said, click.
Ooh,
and you know what? It's a deep cut to most people, but for me, Click's just in my back pocket.
Oh,
I've seen five movies, and Click is one of them.
it's a really good cry movie.
Yeah, I just remember the song.
The rain, and you're just like, oh, my dad.
It's also, I love a dramatic, cheesy rom-com.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We don't really do those anymore, do we? Or do I just not watch them? And by we, I mean society.
Yeah, no, I think we are. Like, a lot of them are like, coming out on, like, Netflix only and stuff. So you gotta check there. But, yeah, there's always a good cheesy rom-com. Always.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, we are, you know, the ladies of our era.
Right.
Are starting to age out. So until, like, Julie Roberts gets to, like, you know, Diane Keaton, like, something's gotta give.
Yeah.
Keep her in this in-between time where they're, like, a little too old to be a regular leading lady. You know what I mean? So
well,
it's, like, her and Kate Hudson, like, you know, our ladies. Ashley Judd.
Oh, that's so sad. Our ladies are old.
because we're getting old.
Oh, no.
Well, you're not, but...
Yes, I am.
But
we're all aging every day, slowly.
But I'm sure there's
It feels
new.
Rapid, though, sometimes.
It does, yeah.
Especially
I
in your 30s.
This morning a little bit.
Well, this morning. I felt it in 2020. Like, when I see photos of myself before 2020, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
She thinks she knows everything.
No, he's just putting on makeup and, like, you know, just noticing my face change. And it's so funny. Like, I can't be bothered to care, but... But yeah, I'm sure there's some like big rom-com starlets that are coming up that we maybe just don't know about.
They're just going through puberty right now.
Yeah, like give Zendaya, give her the crown. Like someone
Yeah.
But I think not to the level of like Ashley, Kate, and Julia.
Yeah.
They dominated the rom-com scene.
They were like the only people that worked in Hollywood. Yeah, totally. It was like another movie with Julia Roberts. Oh, is that Richard Gere? And Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
It was like Adam Sandler, Richard Gere, Hugh.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I just saw. Oh, yeah, Salma Hayek, too, was a big one. She's also.
Where the hell is
she?
Old.
No! It's so hard. We need to take all of the rom-com ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pitch.
New First Wives Club.
New First Wives Club, or like a new, like a reality show. Like, where are they now? Like, I want. Yeah. I miss seeing them.
I know. I don't think they need one single cent ever again in their lives. So they're.
I know, because they were like making blockbusters when you could.
Only just did like her first ever TV show like 2 years ago. One TV show. It's so weird. She's just that like, is. No. I'm not TV.
I love that, though.
Yeah.
That's so, like, 90s Hollywood. Like,
yeah, or even classic Hollywood, where it was like, you were a movie star or a TV star, and not a lot of crossover. She's like, no, I'm movies.
I'm like, I'll do anything. I'll do a fucking master class on anything. Like, help. Give me anything. Yeah. I wish. No, like, I wish I could be like, I'm sorry. No, television, I'm above it.
I know. It's funny. Like, this business is so miserable. And then just imagining having enough options to say no to, like, literally anything is...
It is really interesting.
Amazing.
Saying no to stuff. Because when I first started, I would say yes to everything. Like, all right, you want to come do the show? It's in Santa Clarita. You can do 10 minutes. And we'll pay you in, like, pizza and a Mountain Dew. And I'm like, I'll be there. I got to cover my own gas. They're like, yeah.
You're like, I'll do an hour.
Yeah. But there is something more powerful about being able to say no. And it feels like it allows more fitting possibilities to
come totally. In. Like, for some stuff, you're like, yeah, well, if I got this, like, pie in the sky scenario that I got this role, like, is this something I really want to, like, stand behind? You know? Because sometimes I'll just get auditions that I'm like, sorry to talk about the industry, everybody. And I don't book anything, first of all.
Me either.
That out there. But that makes it even easier to say no to stuff. Because I'm like, well, I'm not going to book it anyway, so I'm not going to audition for this super embarrassing role where they're like, she's a mom. Her body's gone to shit. And she's crying and eating cookies.
I'm always a mom. And I'm like, and I remember the transition of being like, young girl to mom. And then it was like, it was a jarring moment of like,
I think of you as a young girl.
Thank you. But I had one of the worst auditions. I've talked about it on several episodes of this podcast because it's so ingrained in my head. It was this year. I had to send a video on tape. I had to play an attorney for a State Farm commercial. Mm-hmm. I had snot on the lower part of my, like right underneath my nose. And it was like glistening on tape.
You just didn't notice it?
I didn't notice it, and there was someone who was filming my audition. I paid him, like, $15. I thought maybe he would let a homie know. It's like, I didn't realize, like, that there was snot that was also glistening. It was, like, the way the light was hitting it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I think she's got a little snot. That's it was like, you could probably see your own reflection in it. That's how like, glossy. Okay. Yeah. And I just sent it. I was like, I called my mom. I was like, what do I do? Because I drove to West Hollywood to have somebody tape it. It was a whole thing. She's like, well, you got nothing to lose. And I was like, all right, I'm sending it. Yeah, so bad. Didn't book. Have you had really bad auditions?
I didn't notice the snot.
No, it was bad.
Oh, okay.
I showed it to multiple people post, and they were like, yeah, you're not exaggerating when you said there's glistening snot on your face. Have you had any bad auditions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, the past couple of years, it's been sending tapes in, so they just, like, go into space, and nobody ever responds or gives you feedback. And then
you're like, oh, that was vulnerable.
Yeah, which is kind of nice, honestly.
Well, because after a while, you get so desensitized. You're like, I don't really plan on hearing back.
Yeah. Like, I have to do one literally tonight when I get home. And I now just, like, set a timer. I'm like, I'm not going to spend more than... Because I used to spend hours, like...
Hours!
That's the nice thing about going in person. You go, and it's done. If you blow it, whatever. If you don't, you know, it's... But at home, you're just like, I guess I'll do one more.
Yeah, you're like a perfectionist about...
4 hours. Yeah. I don't do that anymore. It's 30 minutes, whatever. I'm done.
30 minutes.
I'm not memorizing it. I'm reading.
Yeah, and like, I'm putting it here so it looks like I kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and exactly. You learn the tricks and you're like, hey, fuck this.
Like, yeah, you want me to do it or you don't. You're not going to be like, her acting.
Well, do you know...
Meryl Streep has seen such delivery. You're going to be like, that's a comedian who can sort of act, but not really, but we like her. Like, that's the only way I'm going to get stuff, you know?
Yeah, if they're like, we need someone who's a comedian. And like, I love when they're like, okay, so, you know, have fun with it, but read what's on the paper. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, so am I going to have fun with it or do I have to read what's on the paper? Yeah. Like, what do you want from me? Yeah. I don't get it.
They're
like
the opposite when they're, especially for commercials, they'll be like they won't even include lines a lot of the time because now the whole style is that progressive commercial kind of like, we have improv actors. And so they're like, you just say whatever. I'm like, so I'm writing this?
Yeah, no.
I'm writing this commercial.
They do several times. Yeah. They're like, yeah, so, you know, that's what we wrote, but let's throw it away. Let's do something fun. Yeah. And you're like, there's only so many fun ways that you can sell tires or.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
And then there was a while where they used to make me like, they'd be like, come do your,
come on,
you want to come up? Come on.
Come up. This is such a beautiful dog.
Oh, he wants to be fully involved.
What are you gonna say?
Can you
just
even, he can't, you can't even get up.
Come on.
Look, you can go, you can sit in the corner.
This is just like making people's ears.
Whoa.
Come on. Wow. What a big guy. Yes, show
he's a big guy. Yeah. Look at this. Nowhere else on the internet are you going to get this type of content. Amy Miller with dog butthole.
You're just breathing it in my mic. And
he does. So he really does love you. I think it's your voice.
I don't know. I'm a dog whisperer.
Are you?
Yeah. You're a good boy.
Do animals love you?
So
do you
much.
Are you an animal person?
I'm obsessed. Come yeah. On. I love a dog.
You love a dog.
But they all treat me like we've been friends for years.
Well, you can
but
see.
Let me tell you what. You do have a good number of shit on your asshole. And I'm
he
just
going
to be honest. But that's, you know, you have white hair. And
well, so no. Now he's going to sit on the bed with
it's
his.
It's not my bed.
Ah!
That's okay.
I'm going to have to clean that later, huh?
You put your poop on Sarah's bed. What a good boy. Oh, this is great.
This is how we podcast.
This is my favorite podcast I've ever done.
He's fully in the bed.
Dude, yeah, they like, they're not just like interested in me. Don't chew that. They're like, I want to be close to you.
Are you a dog whisperer for real? I feel like you are.
I think I might be. Never had a conflict with, like, if a dog bit me, I would be so devastated because I don't even want that to be like an option in my life, but so far it's never happened.
What
not
do you
even a threat of a bite, they just not love.
Yeah,
they want full body contact.
I can't believe he's in the bed for the pod. Well, I can because he's very spoiled.
It's never happened though.
No, it's happened.
You let him sleep with you?
Yeah, he sleeps with, well, he's in and out. He's in my room, he's out of my room, he's on the barking, he'll come back down.
Aww.
He's
so beautiful.
He's very cute.
You have pretty eyes. It must be so bright outside in the sun for your eyes.
It's just us talking, like interviewing him.
I know. Anyway, so Bowie.
Bowie, what are we gonna do about your butt?
Bowie, you have shit on your butt, dude.
And now I gotta wash my duvet cover. First of all,
I'm not gonna also lick penis right now.
Not on camera. Have a little no. Dignity. Make
save
them pay
it.
Extra.
For your OnlyFans, Bowie.
This is too much.
Okay, it's a good boy. All right.
Okay.
Don't look like
it. I guess you love Amy yourself. Miller. You love Amy Miller. You've warmed up to Amy Miller faster than any guest.
You can't just, like, chew cords and stuff.
It's yeah, really no.
This is ridiculous.
So, okay, where are you from?
Auditions. I'm from Oakland.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, so NorCal.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in LA?
I moved in 2016, so 5 years.
Okay, so that makes sense, because that's
Portland.
When I first started seeing you
yeah,
around
I was
more.
In Portland, and then I moved here. Well, I went to New York first for like 6 months and then I came here. And yeah.
You went to New York. Did you like New York for stand-up?
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And always have. But I just sort of made it. My whole family's here. And then in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And my siblings started having kids. And then I was like.
So you're an aunt?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I love it. And it just, and then, you know, my mom lives here and she's getting old. And it felt bad thinking about moving that far away from them. But then I just made this comedy compromise where I'm like, I'll just go to New York a lot. So for years, I just would go, like, about every 2 months.
Yeah.
And I have a free place to stay there, and that is honestly so much cheaper than living there, like, just fine.
Yeah, well, because you spend so much money if you go to New York, and then it's like, since you're spending that much money, you want to go for a longer time.
Totally.
Because you're like, okay, I already spent $1,000 just on the flight. Hey, enough.
Yeah. Totally. And... You know, the weather's kind of not for me. But also, when the pandemic started, I was like, thank God I settled on L.A.
Because
space, backyard, you know.
Yeah, no.
I can get around. Yeah, I was, like, really glad for it then. But now I'm, like, because my nieces and nephew are a little bit older. Like, the youngest one is 9.
Okay.
The oldest one's 13. So I'm, like... I don't know. I'm not ruling out going still.
To New York?
Yeah. For a little while.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens with this Delta strain.
I know. Exactly.
I'm like, should I be worried about it? You know what I mean? Like, am I going to look back at this podcast and be like, fuck yeah, I should have been.
I know.
You know? Like, I don't want to get overly hyped about it, but I don't want to be not prepared.
I think we'll just all probably... Well, and it's like, we all have this blissful, like, 3 weeks to a month where we were like thinking about all this so much less and living life again and like not talking about COVID on podcasts.
I know.
Now it's like, yeah, today, bad news. I think we'll just all end up having to get like a booster shot probably every year, maybe till
totally.
I don't know. I know.
I like your owl ring. Where did you get that? It is very Topanga. Are you, like, into, like, any New Age stuff?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I actually got it at a really funny place. You know Anderson's pea soup?
Yes, Buellton?
Yes.
Is it good?
Their pea soup is excellent.
How do you even explain what Anderson is if people don't know?
Okay, so it's, I mean... There's a truck stop off the 5. It's about, like, 2 hours north of L.A. And it's, like, this Scandinavian-style
It's Scandinavian.
Building. No, the building is
I don't know if I've been to... I've only just seen the billboards.
Oh, yeah. It's also, like, you know, those sort of, like, Disney-style houses with the, like, storybook style.
Now I'm, like, inspired.
They're famous for their pea soup, which is hilarious because if you're, like... I guess if you're a truck driver and you're on, like, a long haul, that's probably very comforting. But if you're
some pea soup.
I'm driving up to San Francisco and I need to stop for food. It's usually not, like, a
pea soup. A pea soup.
But they do have some of the best fried chicken I've ever had. Also,
really?
They have a gift shop that I had never been in because... I'm not an old woman.
Right.
I don't need, like, a crystal figurine of a...
yeah.
Or, like, yeah, a Bible with my name on it. But I was like, oh, let me see this jewelry. And then I bought this owl ring.
I can't believe that's where you bought it. I forgot how we even got on the subject of Buellton's, and then you brought it back with the ring, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That ring is from the pea soup place.
It's
from
the pea soup restaurant.
And it's worth it.
And now I'm into that because I do, like, do a lot of long drives for gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's basically within 9 hours, I'll just drive because I like to drive.
I also like the feeling of being in control and, totally. Like, knowing I can leave whenever I want.
Totally.
Not being like I'm stuck in another state.
Yeah, and it's just exhausting, like, going through LAX. So sometimes I'm like, I'll just drive. It's 5 hours, whatever. It's Phoenix, you know. But when I am on long drives now, I'm more likely to, like, bring my own food in the car, so I'm not eating fast food, and then stop for, like, a funny thing, like, to buy this owl ring,
or whatever. Yeah.
So, like, my stops will be, like, pee, but check out this, like, random truck stop museum.
But that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
So you're just gonna keep...
It feels like work. It feels like I'm on vacation.
Or like an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
I love...
A tie-dyed t-shirt that says California for, like, no reason. I have, like, so many shirts that just say California. I'm like, it's so embarrassing.
I love, like, a tchotchke.
Yeah.
I love a tchotchke. Mm-hmm. I love, like, a souvenir. Yeah, like, if I had more space, it would be a problem. Yeah. Like, I could see myself... Like, I'm the type of person that, if I didn't get it under control, I could have multiple crystal pandas.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's me. Yeah, but it's a little different than the other one I have.
Yeah,
like that, or like magnet didn't person.
Even have Sarah with no H, but I just bought it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
They never have Sarah with no H. I feel like.
No, they never do.
Yeah, I'm grateful for
Amy.
Basic. They always have AMY. Always.
AMY. You said I was like. Well, took me a second, like, to process.
Yeah, they never have like the other spelling of Amy even.
Oh, what would that even be?
A-I-M-E-E.
Please. Please.
Like Amy Mann. No, really.
Please.
They have it.
Please. This is a. This is. I am.
Man's
I am.
It's probably, well, it's just a little, like, bit, like, yeah, I mean, I
just over the top.
Born like in the 70s to have A-I-M-E-E, but it's real.
Wow.
I've been to one of those tchotchke stands that didn't have Amy on something probably every single day.
Yeah, no, that's so lucky. Yeah, you're so lucky.
I do, and this has been a lifelong problem because I was at my mom's house and she was like, oh, here's, like, a little box of, like, old tchotchkes of yours from high school.
Okay.
And then I did find a keychain that's a California license plate that says Amy. I have it on my keys now.
I love that.
I didn't even drive when I bought it. I was probably, like, 12.
Yeah, but when you're...
Like, California. We love it.
But when you're 12, there's nothing better than, like, getting, like, a tchotchke.
Oh.
Or, like, do you remember Claire's?
Of course.
The accessory store?
Yeah. I've been to one recently.
You have?
Yeah.
And
because I love them all.
What was the merch? Were they still bringing it?
Headband.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, your headband's so cute, but that's,
yes,
like, this is Claire's. What Claire's for. Yeah.
Okay, so they're still doing it.
They're still going strong. Yeah.
I want to go.
On so many places I go on the road, like, the mall is literally the only thing around.
And it's so fun.
And it's not hot in there. And, yeah, I'll, like, see a movie, hit the Red Robin.
Oh.
Do some shopping. Maybe a new shirt for the show that night.
I love that.
Go back to the hotel. Take a nap. Go to the shows.
I love a vintage shirt.
Mall day. All day mall day.
Yeah, all day mall day. I love that. It's so, like, 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, I would go to the mall all the time.
Yeah, I didn't, well, because I grew up in the Bay Area, so, well, no, that's not true, because we went to Hilltop Mall in Richmond, like, all the fucking time. What am I saying? That was, like, that was the dangerous mall. So, because in the East Bay, there's always, like, I mean, it's so mixed.
Uh-huh.
Like, that there's always, like, this is the white people mall.
Okay, okay.
This is sometimes where people get shot. Not
okay.
Saying, yeah.
Right, right.
Very racist. Like, don't go where there's brown people, you're gonna get shot. No, there was just a specifically dangerous mall. But that was
right,
always
in
the
Oakland.
One we went to.
The dangerous one?
Yeah.
Was it
our house?
Was it more fun?
It is more fun, yeah. It was more of a scene if you were, like, you know, you wanted to look at boys and stuff.
Going to the mall to look at boys was such a fun hobby.
Yeah.
And also buying something. I remember, like, going to the mall without my mom for the first time and buying, like, the slutty clothes that I wanted that she wouldn't let me get.
I would always go with my sisters. So I was, like, pretty little, but they were already, you know, like, teens. So, yeah, we would, yeah, just go and buy, like, just so many scrunchies, which I'm so glad are back.
So glad.
Thank God.
Thank God. Back bigger than ever.
Oh, yeah, and you can get so many different patterns at Claire's.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you just, like, drink an orange Julius or whatever and just, like, enjoy
Haven't had an orange Julius in so long. And then also I love a pretzel sample.
Oh, yeah. Or paying for just the bag of, like, pretzel bites.
So good. Cheese. So good. I also like a cinnamon.
Yeah.
Also like a cinnamon pretzel from like an Auntie M's or whatever. Hit me with some of that.
It's so good. Yeah.
A Dairy Queen. A Dairy Queen.
And I think it's also, you know, I mean, LA's not short on malls, but they're different. They're like open air and they're like, you know, I'm like, why do I want to be hot at the mall? The whole point.
The Grove.
It's like, love the Grove. I live right by the Grove.
The Grove is a...
I go there often.
It's an experience.
But it's a different kind of thing.
The Farmer's Market. Do you go there?
Love it.
I love the Farmer's Market so much.
Yeah. There's a really good place to get catfish there. Like a catfish
really?
Plate.
Mm-hmm. There's also that really good, like, Brazilian place.
Mm-hmm.
Where they, like, weigh your plate. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I'm taking a chance here. I hope
and
she knows that.
Which I legitimately didn't think would survive the pandemic. I'm so glad they did.
They did?
24-hour diner. I love a
24-hour
diner.
I love a diner.
In general.
The, LA older, needs more.
Older benches and booths, the better.
I love that. So I feel like...
cracks in the vinyl. You know?
Yeah. Like, I feel like New York has all that covered in a way that LA kind of lacks. Like, I wish we had a little more of a diner scene.
We have a lot of really good diners. They're just kind of spread out. And very few of them are 24 hours, which I like. I love Cantor's. But then this is what Cantor's we get wrong in L.A.
Yeah.
That even New York doesn't do. The prices are astronomical. Because New York is like, yes, this is an expensive city, but a diner is a diner. So grilled cheese sandwich is $5 or less.
Yeah.
And LA is like, that's $14. And I'm like, no, it's not.
This is
literally bread and cheese.
Yes.
But then I pay for it.
And then you pay, because you're paying for the experience.
Yeah.
There's like something about a diner that just feels good. Like a cup of coffee. Do you like coffee?
Love it. Yeah. And
you're a coffee
heavy,
person?
Like, short, stout mugs.
Yeah. Like maybe favorite. I need to buy some of those mugs.
Yeah. It was very funny when, well, not funny, but when the BLM protests were happening last year on Melrose, like when, you know, Melrose got smashed up, the cops, literally, the line was in front of Cantor's. Like, they were like, we will protect our 24-hour diner.
At all costs.
Yeah, literally, like, the helicopter shots were like, they were parked in the Cantor's parking lot, and they're a line of cops was right in front of it. That's, and everything else on Melrose, they were like, whatever.
Like, fuck Supreme.
Yeah. Like, we eat here.
That's hilarious.
I need 3 a.m. pie.
Yeah, but, like, you can... you always know the good spots because there's cops there. Like, yeah, do you like California Chicken Cafe? Yeah, it's true.
I've never been there, actually.
California Chicken Cafe. Do you like chicken?
I do. Is it, like, Zanku, but better?
Kind of. It's, like, in the same... It's not... Mediterranean, because Zanku is Mediterranean, right? Yeah. What is it? Yeah, Zanku's incredible, though.
So good.
I love those, like, roasted beet things. Oh, yeah. Or pickled beets. What are they? Pickled beets. I'm, like, salivating talking about it. No, California Chicken Cafe is kind of like that. It's rotisserie chicken. They got sides. Check it out. Okay. They're not sponsoring the podcast. California Chicken Cafe. He likes California Chicken Cafe, too. Do you want to try a mouth-watering mint?
No, thanks. Why?
Because they have some, and they sponsor the podcast.
No, I'm drinking this pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
They sponsor the podcast.
Yes.
I'll try one after, and it's going to be great.
Flint's.
Flint's Mints.
Flint's Mints. Flint's with two T's. Do you have any hobbies?
I guess.
Like what?
Well, I cook. I love to cook.
Okay, that's a hobby.
A lot. Yeah. Over the thing, I learned how to roll sushi, which was very fun and so satisfying.
Whoa.
Yeah, because sushi is like, A, delicious.
Healthy.
And it's very satisfying to like look at, you know, all your rolls rolled out and be like, I did this.
Yeah, it's like an art.
Yeah, it's really hard to do by hand. They also have, like, those guns, like a sushi cannon, where you just, like, roll it up into this, like, tube, and then you, like, push it out, and that's really fun, too, but it's not as difficult. But I don't understand how these sushi chefs are rolling these things so fast.
They're just artists.
Just putting them out, putting them on a conveyor belt.
Artists.
It's hard to make it perfect. Yeah, they are. They truly are.
Are we paying our sushi chefs enough?
I doubt it. Have you seen that movie, Jiro Dreams of Sushi? About, like...
About perfectionism? Like, sushi? I want to say I did, and it was incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah. But that is... It's truly an art form. Like, watching him in that documentary, you're like, this is nuts.
I would love to go to Tokyo and eat sushi.
I know. I was just talking about Tokyo with my boyfriend. Like, we want to go so bad.
Have you been?
I've never been. It's like
a me either.
Place.
Same, because I want to get involved in the fashion. Like,
oh yeah, I see that for you.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, catch me in like an anime outfit with the harajuku hair.
I watched Fast and the Furious 9 last night at the theater. And
no,
it was very fun. But there's a whole couple scenes in Tokyo. And I was like, I want to go. Well, not
Fast and the Furious. Nine.
Yeah.
So what led you there?
I've only seen number 1 and number 9.
No. How did you get there? Your boyfriend?
Well, Steve Hernandez organized it.
Okay.
Yeah, we went with Steve and his dad and
no.
Julia. And
I love that.
Steve's dad. Well, yeah, I mean, he's like an older Mexican man from California. Like, he fucking love Fast and Furious. I'm sorry, but they do.
Well,
he's from LA.
Obviously, a lot of people love Fast and Furious. Yes. If we're on it's 9,
huge in the Latino community.
It is.
Yes.
I'm learning all kinds of things.
It was fun. It was exciting. I did take an accidental like 10-minute nap because if there's too much driving and chasing, I just fall asleep. I like dialogue.
I see you're a dialogue person.
Yeah, not the best movie for dialogue.
I can't imagine the type of dialogue in Fast and the Furious 9.
Oh, it's not good.
Imagine writing that.
They go to space in this one. That's not a spoiler because they put it in the trailer, but they went to space. Oh, they put Ludacris all the way in space.
Luda.
Yeah.
He's still it's relevant like, and in space.
Ridiculous.
That's crazy. I'm like,
he's relevant musically and in the Fast and the Furious films.
Has he been in multiple?
I think he's been in all of them, but again,
I don't know. I just want to say Luda over and over.
I know.
Yeah, the Fast and the Furious films. I don't even think I've seen one.
Well, it's fun. You should watch it.
Okay.
Watch the first one.
Okay.
The first one's like very fun, you know, very like late 90s. Like Paul Walker is hot.
I know, but then it's a bummer he's not in the later ones.
We got the time out of him that we got. You know, that's
I like this attitude. I like this attitude.
He's so perfectly 90s hot, and then he has like this accent that I think it's truly the unless you're talking about like a full-on like Valley Girl,
it's
like the only like male California accent where he's just like, yeah, just like, yeah. And I looked it up. I'm like, he's from Glendale, which I never knew until 2 days ago when I was watching Fast and the Furious 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's just this very, like, L.A. dude. Like,
and I'm into that.
Gorgeous.
Okay, I'm going to watch Fast and the Furious 1 and 9.
Yeah, I guess The Rock's in some. I sound so dumb right now, but I only saw 2 of them. I heard The Rock was in some.
I know The Rock was in some, and I don't know anything about the okay. series, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he was in all of them. Was he in 9?
No, he's not in 9.
They didn't have the budget.
Yeah, but Vin Diesel is still in it, and he's, you know, he's the backbone of this operation. And they use, like, the craziest, you know how they do that, like, euthanizing is not the word. I'm sorry that you had to hear that word. Like, digital effect to make you look younger now. Like, they always do it with, like, Nicole Kidman, where some scenes she'll look just, like, straight up like a cartoon. Like, she's CGI. Because they shoot everything normal, and then they just, like, brush all your age away. And
really?
So, yeah, Vin Diesel straight up looks like CGI for half the movie.
No, they do that?
Yeah.
Or is it just, like, really common now. Or I thought it was just, like, plastic surgery. Because no, this is clearing both. Up a lot for me.
Yeah, no, they do both. It's really common now. Because I think it's much easier to do. Like, the technology has just improved. And so, yeah, you can shoot someone regular, a whole ass movie, and then in their contract, they're like, you must provide age-defying technology.
That's going to be me.
Diesel will just, like, be, like, 100% wrinkle-free. And he's, like, in his 50s, you know. And then I even think they smoothed out, like, his arm skin. Like, there's
no
where his arm just looks, like, young. And I'm like, bitch, no. Age.
What happens when these people are seen in real life and they look nothing like that? Does that matter?
I mean, it happens. It happens all the time.
Totally.
You see them, like, on the red carpet and stuff. And then it's like, oh. You. But whatever.
It's also, like, it makes it seem... It's so unrealistic that you can't even be human. It's like, I am not human. I am just you become like a product.
Yeah.
You're not even, it's weird.
There's this other thing they're doing now that I noticed too, in Fast 9.
Oh, yeah, 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 Fast 9.
is that, you know, typically it's like, you're okay, so like it's a scene with Michelle Rodriguez like riding a motorcycle all fast and crazy, fast and furious.
Okay.
And normally it would be that thing where it's like close up on the actor and then there's a stunt person, but their heads like turn the other way. So you know, now they're just going straight on and just like digitally putting the actor's face on the stunt person's body, and it looks absolutely bonkers.
How do you, you're up to date on the technology.
Well, you can see it. I mean, we saw it in IMAX. It's, you know, it's the size of a building. Like, you're like, oh, it, that's kind of Michelle Rodriguez's face, but it's all weird.
No.
Like, face off.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool, but it's like, also, yeah. And then you see the list of like the Fast 9 list of stunt actors was truly hundreds of people long. Like, it's so many people. It's crazy.
God bless
our stunt coordinators and actors for all the fun action.
Totally. Also, though, I have a joke about this, but about how I got matched with a stunt dude on Raya.
Mm.
And I was like, I do not want that.
Why?
It's too much.
I mean... His body is broken.
His body's broken. His head is probably broken, too, the traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope he's okay, but I also think those guys, like, they're like wrestlers, where it's like, oh, after 50, you're walking with a cane. And I don't need all that trouble.
I need him to know where his keys are. I need him to know where his keys are and my keys are. I don't need him to get hit so many times in the head he doesn't know. That's my baseline. Like, I need someone who can keep... track of my keys.
It's really interesting job because it's so much work with no glory.
But I feel like they get off on the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Which is also like its own. They're like adrenaline junkies, which I don't get.
True.
Because to me, it's like, just do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather that than you jumping off a building for kicks.
Yeah. Well, then a lot of the big actors of the 90s, like Tom Cruise and stuff, they would have not just their stunt people, but their stand-in that always did look like remarkably like them. Just for like scenes where, you know, they don't want to shoot every day because they're superstars.
Yeah.
It's like the back of someone's head. So there are all these little like duplicates of famous actors like walking around.
Yeah, I remember that stunt people and stand-ins make a lot of money. Because I remember when I was an extra, I was like, I'm trying to get into that stand-in.
Like, who do I look like? Yeah.
Who do I look like? Yeah.
Who do you stand in for? I thought you could stand in for several people.
I'm available to stand in.
Tom
I'll stand in. I'm available.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I'm available.
They're both way older than you, but still.
Still, that doesn't... It's all about... the energy.
The vibe, yeah.
The vibe.
Yeah. The stature.
You gotta talk to my stand-in manager, Amy. But being a stand-in would be fun for like a week.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I don't like this.
Yeah, and also depends. Yeah, hopefully the person you're standing in for is nice. Because you do end up having to work together a lot.
And they're not like, ugh, who's this wannabe?
Yeah.
I feel like there would be that weird energy sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll stand in for, like, Fortune Feimster.
Hell yeah.
With a wig.
With a wig? Yeah, like, stand-in work. I wonder how much does it pay? It's a good job. I knew a comedian who was a stand-in during the day.
I mean, there has to at least be, like, the union minimum, which is, you know... for a day rate, it's like, I don't even know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
So long, like $1,700 or something. So that's like, yeah, it's not a bad day of work.
No. But if you're non-union and you work a background job, have you ever done that?
Yes.
That is traumatic.
It's really bad money.
It's a really bad money.
And I only did it once.
All of the mentally ill are there.
I only did it once because it was, like, for a comedy-related thing, and they were shooting at the improv.
So okay.
Like, yeah, whatever, I'll go. But it was even a little bit embarrassing because, you know, because I got there and there were other comics there who are, like, in the show, writing on the show, and I'm like, yeah, I guess you just really needed $175 for a whole day and get a free sandwich. But there's so much downtime. I was just, like, working on my laptop. And, you know, we're just at the improv. So it's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I
wouldn't
do it. That's, you know, speaking of Doug Benson, he, I don't know if you've ever looked at his IMDb, but he basically survived on being an extra for years in L.A.
He did?
When he was starting out in stand-up. And so he's in... so many movies.
No!
And it's very funny because sometimes you'll just be watching something and have no idea. And then, like, this 22-year-old Doug Benson is just like, hey.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's in tons of stuff.
Yeah, no, I thought... well,
it's very funny.
I thought I wanted to be an actor, so I was like, let me just start out doing some background stuff. And then after hanging out with the mentally ill background people, like people being like, I gotta call SAG because there is smoke on set and that is $35 more. It's like, well, I gotta get my smoke bump. I'm calling SAG. Yeah, I'm calling SAG because there's water. We're getting a water bump. Are we getting that? Like, everyone was so insane and like feeling like that. Oh, yeah, no, I was a part of the community for a second.
Cool.
No, I had this, like, background agency that would find me work for the day. Mm. I did a lot of Nickelodeon background.
That sounds fun.
It's horrendous.
Not as good now because they can't, like, at the moment, they can't do craft services, really.
Because literally no point.
So they just, and it's like, okay, yeah, they're just, like, individually wrapped sandwiches and stuff.
That's dark.
That's not what I'm here for. I want a snack all day.
Yes.
To be open.
And I want to be able to put some things, in my backpack when you're not looking because I'm a background actor and I need this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know COVID has taken so much from us.
Buffets.
Carrot sticks and ranch.
Carrot sticks and ranch.
Soup plantation. Even just also, like we were talking about diners, there's so much less just like I want the whole bottle of ketchup and mustard. Just give it, because they don't put stuff out on the table like that anymore. They have to bring you a little side. A, annoying for the servers. B, I don't want to have to be like, bring 4 ketchup cups. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you putting me in this position?
Right.
Don't I have COVID from a ketchup bottle? Are people sucking on it?
Give me the fucking... And then how about you give me the ketchup bottle and then wipe it down with a Clorox wipe?
When I worked at a diner for years, and we actually would see children in particular just sucking on a ketchup bottle. And then it would be this thing where we're like, okay, noted. Like, I'm, like, really busy. You know, it's like a brunch.
Yeah.
Like, okay, table 6. Burn the ketchup bottle with fire, and then all of a sudden, like, the table has left.
And you get busy.
The bottle is, like, you know, a busser already took it, and I'm like, no!
I'm
in the restaurant trying to find it. Like, we need to do something, and then it would just get lost, and I'm like, well, someone's gonna have that kid's disgusting germs, and what's wrong with you that you let your kid do that?
Yeah, if my kid's giving fellatio to the ketchup bottle, I'm taking it away and I'm wiping it off.
Yeah, you'll see an adult do it too, just like a quick little lick. You know, just like squeeze the ketchup out on their fries and then like lick. I'm like, you're not at home. Don't lick anything in here.
I think some people just go rogue as fuck when it comes to eating. Like, yeah. I've seen people do stuff with dips. Oh. Regrettable stuff. Stuff that I would only do in private. You know what I mean? Like mixing them all together. Or dipping your chip in there, taking a bite, then going back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, that's at home behavior.
Yeah.
But it took me a while because even like drinking out of like the milk carton, mm-hmm. I rarely do it because my mom would be get so mad at me if we would do it.
Oh, yeah.
But now, even as an adult, it just feels wrong. It feels like barbaric. Wrong.
Oh my God, my sister came to visit me a couple months ago, and we had just been, like, watching TV or whatever, hanging out, but I don't know what her hands are doing, you know? I mean, her hands were doing normal stuff.
Right.
Yeah, touched her hair, scratched her head, whatever, and then she just went in my kitchen and put her hand in the pickle jar, and I was like, well, you own all those pickles now. I am not. You really won't eat these pickles anymore because I put my hand in there. I'm like, absolutely not. That's so gross. And she was like, offended.
She was offended?
Yes.
But also, like, germy. Well,
mom,
yeah.
Instilled all this craziness in us. And yeah. She was like, that's disgusting. Disgusting, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's like my mom. And they ingrain it in your head, and then you're like, I can't do that. Even like as an adult, I'm like, I just want to be able to drink the carton. Yeah. Just say, hey, fuck it. And I'm the only person that lives here, and I still won't do it.
Yeah, but it's also correct.
Because, like, you're right.
The cat, she was probably petting the cat. The cat goes outside. There's probably all kinds of shit on her. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know what's on your body. Like, I love you. I mean, you're my flesh and blood. But, like, don't just use a fork.
And it's also, like, you're my sister, so I can definitely tell you that this grosses me out.
Yes.
I can even drive home this point for days afterward.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're my sister.
I would have just thrown the pickles away after they left and not said anything. But particularly with pickle juice, because it's, like, brining in there. So if you get a cat hair or...
No. A cat hair... A cat hair,
it
or
just becomes part of the pickle flavoring. No, thank you.
No, a cat hair in pickle juice. I can't think of anything more disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. And she was like,
a hangnail in pickle juice.
She could have been touching her pussy all day.
You don't know.
I don't know if she watches TV. She's under a blanket. It's so gross. I'm shocked, and we've talked about this, I'm shocked my mom is capable of eating out or getting delivery ever, because she's so grossed out by the thought of people touching her food.
She is?
Oh, yeah, she's, like, obsessive about it, that I'm like, how do you order food? And she's like, I just put it out of my mind. Like, please don't even bring it up.
What if...
Everyone's touching all your shit all the time, whether you're there or not. And then with delivery, there's a whole in-between person. Like, I know comics who eat the Postmates food. So, like, you know.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
The ones.
Oh, yeah.
Comics.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I have several friends that are like, yeah, I eat some of the food. Whatever. If there's 24 wings, they're not going to count, right? I'm going to eat one of the wings. This is so sad. Yeah.
No, that is so sad. But also, I've noticed, and this has made me hesitant to order Postmates because of pandemic, and then I'm like, fuck it. Do I really need to pay $45 for, yeah, like, a chicken dinner?
Yeah.
But in the moment, when you really want something and you don't feel like cooking, it's so tempting.
I tend to go overboard with that. I'm like, then I'm going to order nice food because if I'm already paying a lot.
I've done that.
And you feel it less because you're like, okay, this whole meal was $100. It
right.
feels way crazier when you're like, this burrito was $15. Like, I don't
know. Yeah.
It's too much of a one-to-one where you like, really. And then if it's like a mediocre burrito, you're like, fuck.
I know.
Literally could have gone to the taco truck 2 blocks away.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. That's
go
what.
Go big.
Yeah,
nice
but
food.
Do you know what I hate? I hate when it says that it's about to come, but then it gets delayed because they're dropping it off to somewhere else. They do that now. You're going on a little fucking scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
You're dropping off someone else's. It's just...
Oh, and it sucks so much for the postmate because they can't control it.
And then they're getting yelled at. Yeah. And if there's a problem and you're a postmate and you're like, this is missing. What can you do?
And then people just don't tip.
Yeah. And then people don't tip, which is a problem. I think a lot of people don't tip on Postmates because it should have just been, should honestly just be taken out.
Mm-hmm. I was at the Irvine Improv all weekend, and one of the servers was telling us that post-pandemic tips are worse than ever. Well, okay, it's a balance. So good people are tipping more than ever, which is what I've been doing.
Yes, because you feel bad that people have been out of work.
A little bit balanced, but they've had more tables where it's literally like a giant table and they spend $800 and leave zero. No joke.
That should be...
Illegal.
Yeah. It's like, if you can't afford to tip, then eat at home.
I know.
It's also like... I feel like eating out is such a luxury since we've been, like, going out to eat is one of the most fun activities of all time. I didn't even realize it was a top activity for me until, like, I love several dining.
Several sides, several dips.
I love all of the sauces.
Yeah, same.
Like, I like to get involved.
Well, and comedy club serving is the worst fucking job because there's no other restaurant where... And I say this on stage a lot, because if I do, I have a joke about being a server, and so, you know, I'll be like, tip your wait staff, whatever, and the wait staff always loves it. That's all I care about. there's no other restaurant where everyone shows up at the same time, demanding, and you have literally 90 total truly an hour to get everything out and done, and... It's fucking dark.
And you have to be really quiet because there's someone on stage.
You're whispering.
You're like, and ducking down.
And they carry those trays with 30 drinks on them. And some are martini glasses and some are pint glasses. And I'm like, oh, how do you do it?
I know.
I get anxious being on stage watching them.
I know. I can't even imagine being a waitress. I was a hostess at Saddle Ranch back when I was 19. I used to have to say...
Is that the place by the comedy store?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But when I worked there...
The bull?
Yeah. Oh. I used to sell bull rides.
Yeah.
And I used to have to say, you should try the cobbler. It's like the reason I work here. Even though I never tried the cobbler.
They made you say that?
Yeah, they made us memorize things and say it.
Oh, my God.
And then they'd yell at me. They'd be like, come outside. We need to have a talk.
And then people would try the cobbler. Did that work?
Yeah, everything was about upselling. Right. So they'd be like... Okay, so if there's a wait, just tell everyone to come on in and that you'll get them a round of shots at the bar on you. And it'd make me feel so powerful. I'd be like, come on. I wasn't even 21. I'm like, round of shots. Hey, Jason, yeah, let's get these guys round of shots on me. They were, but it was all part of their strategy to, sell things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess, if you give away, 5 shots of cheap liquor.
Pop off.
Also going to get... a beer or a second cocktail because people don't love shots. Nobody really loves them, you know?
No, yeah, and then you're going to end up staying because you just had a shot.
Yeah, and you'll wait it out for the table instead of leaving. That's really interesting.
The Saddle Ranch theories.
Yeah, want to ride the bull while you wait?
Oh, my God.
It's the reason I work.
Yeah, they used to make us say that. And then, but I would make so much money. It was way long ago. It was when everyone was going to Saddle Ranch. It was all the real world people would come in.
So
I remember it'd be a lot of people from the real world and then Matthew Perry. Really?
What a horrible place.
I mean, it was terrible.
I've been there when, you know, after signing up for the comedy store and then waiting for the list to go out, I go in.
That seems so dark.
I know. Well, yeah, thankfully I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, no.
But it was actually fun. It was it would become a reason that I went to the comedy store, Mike.
The Saddle Ranch?
Just that in-between time where I'm, having a drink with friends that I don't see that often, but they also showed up to sign up, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go get a drink at Saddle Ranch.
Do you remember when... Were you around when Potluck was on Monday and Sunday?
Mm-mm.
No. That was a nightmare.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
It was on Sundays and Mondays.
They still haven't brought it back yet. I wonder when they will.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? It's so weird going back to life. I'm going to have you try a mouthwatering mint if you want.
Yeah.
And I might smoke a dab.
Okay.
Because this is the end of the podcast. Okay, and I have a new dab wand that I got from Aspire. Yes.
I lose my mind. I'd never make it back
down. Really? Oh, yeah.
I would live here.
You could live here. He would love it. Yeah.
I know. He's making me so hot. He's just, like, emanating heat.
He is. He was up last night barking all night. Okay. It's okay.
That's scary.
I scared him. Sarah. I'm sorry. These are mouthwatering mints.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Mouthwatering mints do not from scare Flint. All dogs. We want you to know.
No, they're yeah. They're very tame.
He
okay.
Just was dreaming.
He was dreaming and I disturbed him with the clink of the mints. So,
it's okay.
So there's
multiple. They don't have weed in them, right?
They don't have weed in them.
A lot of people probably ask you that.
People ask me that all the time. If I do your podcast, am I going to have to get high? If I do your podcast, am I... Okay, so what flavor do you want? That's cherry. There's cherry, lemon. Okay, it's going to make your mouth water.
Okay, and that's a good thing because...
If it's dry... Yeah, you want to have... A wet mouth is a healthy mouth.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
That's the same for pussies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Don't put this in your pussy.
To our dry pussy listeners... okay if that's your situation.
Yeah, there's always a solution.
There is, literally it's a solution. I can't get it out, Sarah, and that's me, not the packaging.
No, that's a you problem. Okay, you do that.
I can eat this directly out of your hand after having that problem.
Oh, sorry.
No, they don't seem dirty.
My hands are clean. It's a sister. It's a sister thing. If my sister did that, I'd be pissed.
That's very good.
The flavor is good, right? Mm-hmm. I like having them right before I go on stage.
Tell me about this F strength.
Well, they all come in different strengths. That one's 150, so that's a reasonable one. This one's 250, so that means you're going to be watering harder.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of like choose your own adventure, depending on how dry your mouth is.
And where are these made?
I believe in New York.
Oh, okay. Good for Flint's.
Flint's is living their best life. Flint's, two T's. There's people on TikTok just taking these, salivating everywhere, left and right.
They just leave their mouth open and it drips.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, people are so gross. I'm going to smoke a dab because I want to show my listeners my new dab wands that I got.
Do you want to just want me to sing a song?
Yeah, or? Whatever. Do what you feel.
Well, I'll tell you what I feel. It feels like my tongue is tingling.
Yes, there's that.
My mouth is watering.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit in my sinuses.
Oh.
In my eyeballs.
In your eyeballs.
And this is only the 150.
Can you imagine what a 250 might do?
I'm trying to imagine it, and that seems intense.
It's a different experience. Especially the cinnamon ginger.
Oh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon ginger is good. Okay.
So anyway, go to amymillercomedy.com. This is when I'll plug myself.
Yes. This would be a great time to start plugging yourself. Okay. Where can people find you? Do you have anything coming up you want to promote? What's your Instagram? All of it. Twitter?
I'm boring a lot. My Instagram is just Amy Miller Comedy. My Twitter is Amy Miller. AmyMillerComedy.com for all my tour dates, including a tour with Johnny Pemberton coming up.
Love him. And he's done the podcast. He's so funny.
He's the best. We will be going to SF, Alameda, Santa Cruz, Portland, Seattle. As long as all those places don't shut down their comedy clubs in the next 2 weeks. Bisbee, Arizona.
I've never been to Bisbee. Have you?
I have. I love Bisbee. It's one of my favorite places.
What is it like? It's like as magical as Stanhope makes it seem?
Yeah. It's really bizarre. Truly, like it feels like a little European village. Like you drive through nothing. Just Arizona desert and mountains.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple hours if you're like coming from Tucson or whatever, and then all of a sudden there's just like a little light on the hill and there's just a little village. They have like cobblestone streets. Truly,
what?
It's out of this world.
That's incredible.
It's so cute. And then it's like right on the border, so if you're like above Bisbee, like the hills, the houses are all like built into the hills. Like it really feels like you've traveled back in time and you're for sure not in Arizona. But then you also see the glow of Mexico, like,
what?
Behind it.
What?
Yeah. So you'll
Mexico's
like,
glows?
Well, yes, because it's, especially along the border, it's okay. Just, like, these massive towns But on the Arizona side, there's nothing really but Bisbee's. So you're coming in and you see like, oh, here's Bisbee. But then just on the horizon, it almost looks like the sun's rising. Like you see literally the glow of the border.
That's so cool.
City lights. Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, there's a cute little Airstream park there.
Cool. Are you performing there? Dough.
No, we're going to stay there, though.
Cool. An Airstream park?
Mm-hmm, like, each trailer has, like, kind of a different theme. And they're all just
really?
Like,
mm-hmm. What's it called?
The Shady Dough.
I like that. I love a theme. There.
Yeah.
I love a themed thing.
And then each, so if they, let's say, you know, you stay in a trailer that's a 68, like a 68 trailer.
Everything, from the year 68?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything in the trailer is of the era. So they'll even put magazines from like 1968.
I love that.
Like a yearbook. And then all the little tchotchkes, which you would love.
I love a tchotchke.
Are all of, like, the same exact time. So you're, like, traveling back and forth.
Okay, so what theme are you guys staying in?
I think they're giving us, like, the big tiki bus.
A tiki bus?
Really fun. Yeah.
Please post pictures. Send me pictures from the tiki bus.
Yeah, and it's just, like, a little community. And so since every trailer is different and has all these perfect touches, then people will come out and be like, can I see you in your trailer?
That's so fun. Yeah. I did a trailer place like that in Joshua Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Hicksville?
Oh, yeah. That one's great.
I stayed in a 60s themed trailer.
I love that.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I love a theme.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm not staying there for 2 weeks, you know, because
that would be a lot.
Like, I need a plumbing system. But
yeah.
But, yeah, a couple days. It's so fun.
Hell yeah, that's so fun. Cool. So people can follow you Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. all those places. Yeah. And I'll link to all that in the description. Yeah, because you're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, we're going all over the place.
Hell yeah. It was great.
Okay.
Do I seem stoned?
No.
I don't?
You're like, always stoned, right?
I'm high a lot. I'm highly functioning. No, yeah, but I got this, so it's a way to do a dab without a scary blowtorch.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial.
So you don't look like you're, like, a crackhead.
Yeah, because people do light themselves on fire.
Sometimes. Yeah, or it's like, the only reason you should have a torch is for creme brulee. That's what I always say. Yes! Ooh, a s'mores torch. Mm-hmm. To do marshmallow? Brulee a marshmallow?
If you don't
now that
have
sounds,
a fire going.
That sounds so fun.
It is.
I'm stoned and all I want to do is torch things.
Torch the whole s'more.
Hell yeah.
But that's a cool idea.
Yeah, this is cool. It's an induction heater. Is it called an induction heater? Yeah.
Do you feel very stoned?
I feel stoned, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
I love that for me too. Well, thank
so
you so much
go
for coming on.
Nowhere else today. You're staying here. You're in.
I'm going to go on a hike.
Oh, okay, nice.
I like getting high and hiking.
Perfect.
Because it makes it less painful.
Totally.
I have to work out outside. Yeah. Otherwise, I can't do it.
Totally.
So I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not going anywhere, but I'm moving.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, you want to see stuff.
I want to see stuff.
And feel that danger. Like, I like hiking by myself because there is the adrenaline keeps you walking fast.
Yeah.
There's the danger of a mountain lion or, more scarily, a human man.
A human man. Literally more scared than of human men.
Oh, so scary. Yeah.
Than of, like, a lion.
Yeah. The last time I went to Joshua Tree, I did a hike, and it was sort of close to sunset, so I was coming back almost in the dark. I've never run so fast. And I was probably safe, but I was just like, I gotta get back.
Yeah, no.
The sun's going down, and human men will come out.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was a really good workout because of the adrenaline. I felt nothing. I was just, like, so scared.
So scared, yeah.
Do scared runs. That's
scared runs keep you fit.
Yeah.
They keep you agile.
Yep, keep you moving.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening and watching to another episode of Shank. Make sure you're following Amy, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you.